You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Julie Ryan, noted psychic and medical intuitive, is ready to answer your personal questions, even those you never knew you could ask. For more than 20 years, as she's developed and refined her intuitive skills, Julie used her knowledge as a successful inventor and businesswoman to help others. Now, she wants to help you grow, heal, and get the answers you've been longing to hear. Do you have a question for someone who's transitioned? Do you have a medical issue? What about your pet's health or behavior? Perhaps you have a loved one who's close to death and you'd like to know what's happening. Are you on the path to fulfill your life's purpose? No matter where you are in the world, take a journey to the other side and ask Julie Ryan.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ask Julie Ryan Show. I'm Julie, your host, and I'm so delighted you could join us this week. My intention in doing this show is to provide information, insight, and comfort to people all around the world by helping to answer life's unanswerable questions. And we've got a bunch of callers on hold this evening, so I will get to them in just a couple of minutes. A little bit of an update. Tim and I, my husband and I, got back into town late last night. We were in Los Angeles for the past almost week, and we were out there celebrating his 70th birthday. Because for his birthday present this year, he wanted to go to Disneyland. So we did on Sunday with our son Jonathan and his wife Mallory, and we had a ball. Oh my God, it was so much fun. Tim went there on his high school graduation night. He grew up outside of the Los Angeles area, and so that's what he wanted, was to go to Disneyland. And the best part of the whole day for me was when he turned to me and he said, "I feel like I'm in a dream." Oh, it was really funny and well taken from all of us. So we just had a ball, and then had a ball with Jonathan and Mal out there, and got in. Our plane was delayed, I think, because of weather last night. So got in late, and here I am talking to all of you. So that's number one. Number two, I've got a couple of spots left in my angelic attendant training that begins February 8th. It's three Saturdays in February and one Saturday in March. And it is life-changing. It will enhance your life in immeasurable ways. And here's what a graduate had to say, Dr. Christiane Northrup, who is I call her the fairy godmother of women's health. A lot of you have heard of her. She's a multiple New York Times bestseller, and she took my class, and she said about my class, quote, "Julie's ongoing intuition training is always the highlight of my month. The high vibration she maintains is life-affirming and practical. I highly recommend this work to anyone who wants to improve their life on all levels while learning the skills of intuition." And again, that's Dr. Christiane Northrup. And so we've got a couple of spots left. I limit the class to 12 students. It's done online. We're in a virtual classroom, and it's a couple of hours for four Saturdays, and we record the sessions, so you get to keep those. But by the end of the class, you will be able to communicate with spirit, both alive and deceased. You will be able to maintain a very high vibration level like what I do, which allows you to talk to any spirit of any animal, spirit guides, angels, deceased loved ones, all of that. We do non-local reality. You'll be able to see things in a different location. And we just have a blast. And it is, when you maintain a really high vibrational level, everybody, it allows the magic to happen in your life. And you attract amazingly abundant things. Love life improves, money improves, your health improves. It's just fascinating to watch. And then at the end of the class, once you're a graduate, then you have the opportunity to participate monthly in a one-hour get-together that we do. And that's what Dr. Northrup's talking about for her, when she referred to the ongoing intuition training. She says it's always the highlight of her month. And that is a blast, too. We have a ball in that. So if you're thinking about it, go ahead and sign up. AskJulieRyan.com is where you can find more information. Just click on the training button, and we'd love to have you join us. So that's the first thing. Okay, so let's go back to the phone. And let's see who our first caller is, and then we'll take it from there. I believe it's Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Julie.
How are you, girl?
I'm doing pretty good, hanging in there.
Good. Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
Oh, I'm calling from Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton. Well, terrific. Well, do you have a question for me?
I do, and it has to do with my sidekick, as who you know, my cat, Katie.
Yeah.
She's having, it appears to me, pretty obvious, that she's having pain in her front two paws. Now, she's about 16 and a half, so for a cat, that's getting starting to get up there. So, and I haven't really treated her with anything yet. I've just been observing her and watching her and trying to confirm what I think's happening and read her energy, and I'm pretty sure that's what's happening. One of my, my naturopath recommended Cosequin to as a supplement to give her for that. But then I have another friend who takes in stray cats out on her farm where I used to, live. Like she's got like 25 cats and in the cat barn. With the horses down below. Anyway, the Cosequin she did not recommend. She said, do not give. She said, it's fine for horses. It is not good for cats. From her experience, she lost a couple cats when she gave them Cosequin. So I guess my question for you is, if you could take a read on her and maybe we can come up with what might be a good supplement for her.
Yeah, the Cosequin, is that CoQ10, Kat? Is that what I'm thinking the same thing is?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm familiar with CoQ10 a little bit, but the Cosequin, I only know from horse people. I think they use it for horses frequently. And my friend who has the farm has horses too, so I think that's one of the reasons she uses Cosequin.
Huh. Okay, I don't get it's in her best interest to take that for Katie, Katie's best interest to take Cosequin. So I agree with you on that. So I'm going to get her on my radar, Kathy, and we'll see what's going on with her and how that works. For those of you who are first-time listeners, as I raised my vibrational level to the level of spirit, because we're all spirits attached to a body having a human experience. And when we're attached to a body, the body has mass, so it slows down the vibration. So by raising my vibration, I turn my abilities on and off at will. I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm going to watch a laser beam come from my body here in Birmingham, Alabama. It's going to hook into Kathy in Dayton, and from Kathy, it's going to hook into her cat, Miss Katie. And then I'll get her on my radar, Kathy, and we'll see what's going on. So here we go. Here comes my laser beam. Sweet home, Alabama. Heading up north. All right, got you. Okay, got Katie. Katie's got inflammation in her front legs. So let me calm that down. Inflammation looks like red fog on body parts. And the reason, by the way, Kathy and everybody, that I am so descriptive in what I'm seeing in my mind's eye is because when I'm doing a healing on somebody or some animal, usually somebody, if you can envision what I'm seeing, it helps integrate the healing into your body. Yeah, because the body's always going to follow what the brain shows it, even if the brain doesn't believe it. And an analogy I use for that is, imagine if you're watching a really scary movie, your brain knows it's make-believe, knows that it's pretend, but your heart may feel like it's getting ready to jump out of your chest. Right, Kat? So your body's following what your brain's showing it. Even though your brain doesn't believe it to be real, the body's going to react. So I've gotten the inflammation down in her front paws. Is there such a thing as osteoporosis in cats? I'm getting a yes. Where their bone density can deteriorate? That would be a question for Dr. Mallory, my daughter-in-law. So I'll ask her, and then I'll let you know next week. But I got a yes on that there is. So All right. So what I'm doing, Kathy, is I am putting stem cell energy in her skeletal system just to beef up her skeletal system.
Okay.
And make it stronger to do that. So is it in Katie's best interest to take CoQ10, a pet CoQ10? I get a yes. So the CoQ10 has been floating around in my head on two or three times it's come in. So see if there's an equivalent for that.
Okay.
And see if that'll help some. I don't even know what CoQ10 does. I think it has something to do with, I don't even know.
Yeah, so, I don't know too much. I know I'm aware of it, but I don't know. I have never used it, so I don't know too much about it.
I think it has to do with muscles. So I'm not sure. I would check on my phone, but my phone's busy with all this stuff. So you can look it up and let us know.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or we all can, but I also would check and see if there's any supplements you can give her for osteoporosis.
Huh, that's so interesting that it's osteoporosis.
To make her bones stronger.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. Okay. Yeah, I'm glad to know that because that's not something I would have guessed. But okay, well,
yeah.
We'll see what I can find out.
And that would make sense if her legs aren't working right, if they don't feel stable. That would make sense to me from a common sense standpoint. But are a couple of things for you to check out. Yeah.
Yeah, and one of the things that I know is happening that's aggravating it is the landlord put in new carpeting before we moved in a year ago, but there's no padding under the carpeting. So when she jumps off of the bed, she sleeps on the bed with me. So, and she has her little cat carrier, so she's in on the bed a lot. And when she jumps down, she's landing on concrete, basically.
Uh-huh. So that would make sense, too, with the bone loss. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to try and get a ramp and see if she'll use it. I doubt she will, but I'm going to try.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Here she comes. She knows I'm talking about her. I'm talking about you.
Oh,
well, thanks, Julie.
You're welcome. And I hope that she's feeling better. How are you doing? I know your dad's first anniversary of his passing happened over the holidays, right? Or right before the holidays?
No, actually, he passed in August. So it's only been like half a year, I guess.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm doing fairly well, but my mom's not doing so well. So
she's not.
I'm trying to be a support to her, but it's I don't live close to her, so that makes it a little harder.
Yeah. Okay, so she's having a tough time just adjusting to him not being around because she was his caregiver.
Yeah, for 3 years. For three years at home.
Right.
So, yeah. So, yeah, trying my best to be of support to her and best I can.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Well, I was just thinking of you along those lines.
Yeah. Thanks, Julie.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Kath. Okay. Let's see who we have next. I believe it's Miss Jill. So, hi, Jill.
Hi, Julie.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Happy New Year. I guess we can say that because it's only the second week of January, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, where are you calling us from?
Hey, I'm calling from Albany, Oregon.
Oh, my. Where is that? I've never heard of Albany, Oregon.
If you've heard of Portland, Oregon, we're about an hour or so from there.
Okay. What direction?
Let's see. I am south from Portland.
I bet it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. We have a lot of green, a lot of trees, a lot of water, a lot of rain.
I know. My son's best friend lives in the Portland area, and they grew up here in Alabama, and they're used to a lot of sunshine, and they're just going, holy moly, how can it rain this much? We feel like we live in the Amazon, the rainforest.
Yeah, the winters are a little funky, but the summers are pretty nice.
I saw that they posted that they were having a snow day up there. Garrett's wife, Marina, is a school teacher, and she got out of school today. Did you guys get some snow?
We got a trace or two of it yesterday. They've been talking about it, but we haven't really gotten a lot yet.
Yeah. Oh, good. All right. Well, good. Well, you got a question for me?
I do. Kind of my main interest with support today would be regarding my thyroid. I am long-standing hypo low thyroid for like 22 years.
Okay.
Over the last several years, I've had some shakeups with that and some situations where I was pretty stable for a long time and things went haywire for a while, potentially an Epstein-Barr reactivation, also a lot of stress going on at the time. I'm pretty stable with my labs and my natural thyroid that I take for it, but over the last year and a half or so, I've developed a couple of nodules.
Mm-hmm.
And they have gotten a little bit bigger. I don't like the direction that is going. I'm curious you can feel into anything regarding the big picture with that, the current status, maybe what direction to take. I'm very proactive and I'm very knowledgeable. I'm also a nutritionist and a nutritional therapist. Yeah, so, you know, I know a lot of things. I really want to be proactive about my direction.
Okay. All right. Well, let me get you on my radar, Ms. Jill, and let's see what's going on with your thyroid.
Okay.
So here comes my laser beam from Birmingham, and it's heading up to you in Albany, Oregon. I thought you were going to say Albany,
yes.
New York. I'm sure most people think that when you first say that. And so, okay, so I have a hologram of you in my mind's eye, and I'm shooting energy from your feet up through the top of your head, and it's like I'm looking at an X-ray or a CT scan or an MRI. And I'm in your thyroid, because that's what you told me you wanted me to check. And I am seeing a nodule, as I'm looking at you from behind, I'm seeing a nodule on the top right side, kind of in the corner, and it's raised quite a bit. Sometimes I'll see nodules that are flat, they're kind of flat looking, but yours is more raised. So I'm doing an energetic healing on it right now, Jill, and so I'm watching a hot wire slice that nodule off, and it cauterizes and cuts at the same time. So not in that order. It cuts and then cauterizes at the same time. So it stops, you know, any kind of bleeding or anything. And then you've got, again, I'm looking at it from behind your neck. I'm seeing a little one on the lower left, kind of in the lower left corner of your thyroid. So I'm doing the same thing there and slicing that nodule off. And then I'm turning your back around in my head, again, the hologram that is you, in my head, and then let's see what's happening now. So I'm watching a vortex of energy spin. It looks like like water going down the drain, you know, when it goes in a circle.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm watching it spin in a clockwise direction as I'm facing you, and that is jump-starting your thyroid. Basically. So you've been on medicine for a while, it sounds like?
22 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. All right. So the thing about it is the thyroid doesn't really have to work when you're on medicine because we're getting it prophylactically, right?
Yeah.
And so I've cranked up your thyroid energetically. I've watched the healing crank up your thyroid. So pay attention to how you're feeling. If you're feeling jittery, pay attention to that. You may need to talk to your doctor to back off your medication. I've seen that happen quite a bit
when we
do this healing. And have you read the book by Isabella Wentz, who's a PharmD? She's got her doctorate of pharmacy. The Hashimoto's.
I've been looking at her stuff.
Mm-hmm. And her website, for everybody listening, is thyroidpharmacist.com. And so any of you that are having thyroid issues, go check out Isabella Wentz, thyroidpharmacist.com is her website. And I was going to suggest that you read that. But let's see if that helps. The way that these healings work, Jill, is that The healing takes place on the energetic level, and then it integrates into the body. And that can happen instantly. It can take days, weeks, months. It may need some kind of adjunct care, like medicine or change in diet or physical therapy or surgery or whatever, depending on what's going on. But certainly at the end of the day, it's always our spirit's choice to utilize the healing in a way that's going to best facilitate what we want to experience in this lifetime, on the journey that we're all on in this lifetime. And that goes with everything, not just an energetic healing, but with everything. You know, what car are you driving to the grocery store? What route do you take? Do you do this? Do you do that? I mean, it's all part of the journey. So that can be anywhere across the board with the healing, but it's going to happen in the way that's going to best satisfy what your spirit wants to experience. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I hope you feel better. Let us know how you're doing.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see who we have next. I believe it's Larry. So, hi, Larry.
Hey, Julie, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Terrific. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Miami Beach, Florida.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, I'm sure it's beautiful down there.
It has been. Very nice.
Great.
80s and summer.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor baby.
Fantastic.
Poor baby. Well, good.
I am spoiled. I am spoiled in that regard.
Yeah. I know, me too. Yeah, it was beautiful in L.A. when we were out there, and it was beautiful in Birmingham when we landed. Although, we took off last Saturday, and they had the airport shut down because they had a big storm come through. I swear, there was so much water on the runway that there were white caps on the runway of the water because the wind was blowing so hard. It was wild. But then we got out a half an hour later once the storm passed, so we lucked out.
Mm, good for you.
Yeah. Got a question for me?
I do. I'm probably looking, if you could help me out, with a medical scan.
Sure.
I was diagnosed with a yeast allergy years ago.
Okay.
And I've kept that in check through my diet. Yeast, and I leave sugar out of my diet because that can aggravate the yeast, I was told by my nutritionist.
Yeah.
It came on with when it came on, it was almost like a chronic fatigue, and there's still are some lingering symptoms of swollen glands, like in my throat, my groin, and my armpits that kind of come and go. Mm-hmm. And I've also read up on teeth cavitations and bacterial infections, and I didn't know if you could scan possibly my mouth because I had some wisdom teeth pulled around the same time I got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't know if anything was going on in my mouth. That was a long time ago. That was probably in around 1994.
Oh, gosh. Okay, a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. When you had your wisdom teeth pulled, I'm sure they gave you antibiotics because they usually do.
They did, and they also gave me a tool to like clean out the wound, you know, so it would heal properly. But sometimes they leave bone cysts behind, and it's similar to having a root canal where they pull a tooth, where you know bacteria can fester in the old wound and close up.
Huh.
And I just didn't know.
All right,
you know, if that could be a possibility, or if the swollen glands are something else, you know.
Yeah, and you've had the swollen glands since 1994?
Yeah, off and on. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've just kind of dealt with it, you know.
Yeah.
And so the fatigue isn't nearly as bad as it was.
Mm-hmm.
Once I eliminated the yeast, but I still have bouts of fatigue from it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I've got you on my radar while we've been talking, Larry, just for time's sake, and I'm shooting energy from your feet up through the top of your head, and you look like you've got a parasite activity going on.
Okay.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to blast them. Like I got a lightsaber laser and I can just blast them. And it's so funny because when I do that, they look like little bugs in your energy field, like little critters. And so I just laser the crap out of them and they leave these little carcasses. They're little carcasses because it just fries the inside of them. And then I suck the carcasses out. Have you ever seen a ladybug that's dried and you can just kind of see its carcass that's left? It's little. That's what it reminds me of.
I haven't. No. Whenever I see a ladybug, it's alive and I'm thankful because I make a wish.
Yeah, they're supposed to be good luck.
Good
right?
luck and so, you're not supposed to kill them. So.
Okay. So I'm lasered your whole energy field with these parasites, and then I'm using this tube that they use in surgery. A lot of these healings that I see emulate what I saw in surgery for all those years because I'm an inventor of surgical devices sold throughout the world. And so I'm watching all these carcasses get sucked up out of your energy field. What's the plural of carcass? Carci? I don't know.
Carci,
that.
I think.
That would be... That would fun to see, fun to figure out what's the plural of carcass, carci, I would imagine. So all those carci are getting sucked out of your system. I'm shooting energy into your system again. You still got some yeast stuff going on. So continue to stay away from sugar, Larry. Stay away from fermented stuff. Do you drink wine, beer, alcohol?
Very little, but I would sneak it in over the years. But now I don't do it at all. I really don't. So,
yeast loves anything fermented, even vinegar and, you know, yogurt and tofu and kimchi and sauerkraut and all that stuff that people say, oh, you need to take that to have a good gut biome. As long as you don't have an overgrowth of yeast, because that just makes it worse.
Yeah.
So see if that helps. I would continue to do the yeast diet, the anti-yeast diet. I would... have you looked into olive leaf extract drops?
No.
You may want to try those. Go to a health food store and talk to them about olive leaf extract drops, and that will kill yeast. That'll get the yeast overgrowth under control. And I can't give you a dose because every vial is a different manufacturer and a different strength. So talk to the person that's at the store that has that. But I have lots of clients that have had great results with olive leaf extract. The other thing is, if you email me, Julie, at askjulieryan.com, Larry, I will send you a link for a gut biome test. And it's a really glamorous poop test you could do in your house, but you don't need a doctor's order to do it. And the cool thing about it is it's going to tell you the status of your gut, which is the status of your immune system, because that's where our immune system is based. But more importantly, it's going to tell you, these are your superfoods to eat. These are the foods for you to avoid. Here's everything else. Eat this a little, eat this a lot. And food is the best medicine. So I would suggest you get that done, too. And anybody listening that wants that test, email me, julie@askjulieryan.com. I'll send you a link for half off, and you can get that test done at home. Okay, so those would be my suggestions. Hopefully all of that will help.
Okay.
All righty.
Well, thank you so
Thanks
much.
For joining
I
us.
Really appreciate
you bet.
It. Yeah, absolutely.
Happy New Year. Thanks for calling.
Same to you. Okay.
Take Bye-bye. Care. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see who we got next. I believe it's Lois. Hi, Lois.
Hello, Julie. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I've asked you questions about this before because I can't ever seem to get any comfort from anything. But can you tell me which is the best experience, if you have to have one, is cremation or burial?
Yeah, we have talked about this before. Please tell everybody where you're calling from, first of all.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
New Orleans. I just watched a football game there on Monday night.
Yeah. Yep. Great football game.
Big game, LSU. Congrats to the Tigers.
Yes.
Great. Yeah,
they did.
That town went nuts, I bet, when the home team won, huh?
Yeah. Well, you really get around. You really get around, girl.
I'm telling you. That's right. We watched it in L.A., which was fun. So, Lois, we've talked about this before, and it's all personal preference. There isn't one isn't better than the other. One's a lot less expensive than the other. Cremation's a lot less expensive.
I heard that that's why a lot of people are doing it. But, you know, I know this sounds terrible, but I'm in my 80s, and I don't, it's not the dying, but it's something, I don't know if it's from a past life, but it's something about being put in the ground that really, and then I'm saying, God, what about being burned?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and again, when you die, your spirit, which is the main part of us, all of our spirits, the main part of us, the everlasting part of us, Lois, that separates from the body. So it would be like what I was just talking with Larry about in Miami Beach. And, you know, we lasered all those parasites in him. We did a healing on him, and it left a carcass. The body is like a carcass. It's just an empty shell. So it doesn't really matter. But cremation, I heard a funeral director tell me, I was at a funeral probably 6 months ago, and the funeral director told me that 90% of the funerals they do now are cremation.
I've heard that, but I've heard it's the cost as well.
Mm-hmm. And down there where you are, that whole burial thing is a totally different animal because of the water table.
We have a lot of, yes, I'm sure you know, off the ground where the tombs are raised, burials.
Yeah. Well, and they've got shelves, so you put grandma on the top shelf, and then when somebody else dies, you leave grandma's body on the next shelf, and then you put the fresh corpse on the top shelf, and then until
I don't know why this bothers me so much. I mean, my husband's family has a family burial, but it's in the ground, and it's weird the way it's worked out. It's just a little 4x4 thing that you actually see on the ground, and then I don't know why this is such a big issue for me. It must be something from the past, but anyway, I appreciate you taking the time.
Well, are you Catholic?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, and you know, for a long time in the Catholic Church, cremation was a sin. That wasn't a good thing, and now, you know, they've changed their mind. Heck, my parish has a in the garden, they've got a thing, I forget what they call it, but it's where they have people that have been cremated. It's like instead of a cemetery, it's a columbarium, I think they call it. So that's changed a lot. So there may be some of that there too with you that, you know, credo, you're probably been Catholic all your life, and you're in your 80s.
Well, let me say this. I was raised Catholic, but I've done other things. I'm Siddha yoga. I don't know if you know about Jeremiah. And, you know, make great masters say you literally meditate. And this, of course, clears the Shishuma channel. And so, you know, supposedly that gets rid of the sins. So that's mainly what I've done most of my life.
I don't think you can go wrong either way. I think either way you're going to be golden. It's that old dust to dust thing. You know, you're going to be dust if you're buried. It's just going to take longer for you to turn into dust.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind about the dust. I just would hate. I don't know what it is, having a feeling of being caught up in something, you know, buried. It's the burial aspect. It's the idea of being put in the ground or whatever, being put in something and having to be. That's ridiculous. I know, and I don't know what causes it, but that's my problem.
Well, I don't think it's a problem. I think that's your answer. The fact that it's upsetting to you and it bothers you gives you your answer. It sounds like cremation is the way to go for you because
I think you're right.
You're less
I'm more
worried about
yeah.
the, Yeah, you're less concerned about the cremation part of the equation than the burial part. So that's your answer.
Yeah.
You answered your own question. I think you're good either way. You're golden either way.
Yeah, and of course, my husband, he really doesn't want to be buried either. So I mean, the family has a burial plot, which we don't want to get down in, but you could be cremated and whatever, the vial be put somewhere there. So I think
that's right. Exactly.
This is kind of ridiculous, and I thank you for taking the time, Julie.
Oh, always a treat to talk to you, Miss Lois. You have a happy New Year. Thanks for calling. Okay.
You too. Happy. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we do this show every Thursday night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific. The call-in number is 712-770-4160, and the access code is 533-677-POUND. You can find this information a whole bunch of different places on my website, AskJulieRyan.com. If you just scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, you'll see it. And also, anywhere that you download podcasts, it's in the show notes. We're on a whole bunch of networks. We're in a whole bunch of countries. And we're on Alexa. We're on YouTube. All those places are going to have the information for call-in. Also on social media, I'm at Ask Julie Ryan on Instagram and Ask Julie Ryan on Facebook. And I always post the day of the show and I say, hey, call in with your question tonight so you'll know. And if for some reason I'm not doing a show, which is about 3 or 4 times a year, if that, on a Thursday night, then I'll post that I'm not doing a show as well. So that's a place for you to look to get the information. And then I normally send out a newsletter, which is a blog, on Wednesday nights. I was in the air last night, so I didn't get one sent out. And so normally I'll send out a blog and it's a question somebody has submitted online. I'll answer it. And in the body of the email, it'll say, here's the call-in information. Remember to call us. So you can get that. When you're on my website, AskJulieRyan.com, schedule an appointment and then I'll have you for a whole hour and we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. And we have a ball. We can talk about your health. We can do PET scans. We can do talk to your deceased loved ones, talk to your angels, talk to your spirit guide, whatever, a combination of whatever. It doesn't matter. It's your hour, and we can do anything that you want to do, as long as it's legal and ethical. We can do that. One other thing, when you're on my website, order one of my new books, Angel Messages for Kids. I'm getting really great comments from people. It's a children's picture book, and the adults are enjoying it as much as the kids, maybe even more so, because of the illustrations. They're colorful and they're darling. And I say on the back of the book, angels easily answer kids' tough questions. So the adults are sending me a note saying, gosh, this makes so much sense for me and answers questions for me too. So consider getting that. Of course, angelic attendance. Also, send me a picture when you get my book, and then I'll post it on Instagram or Facebook with a note thanking you for that, which is fun. And please always remember to leave a review on Amazon for me because it helps other people find this information, especially angelic attendance. It's usually somebody that's going through grief or has a loved one who's dying and they're looking for something to help them get through this. So your reviews help a lot, help people find the information. Okay, so we don't have a blog that I'm reading tonight, but public service announcements. How about that? Okay, let's go back to the phone and let's see who else we have. I believe our next caller is Alicia. Hi, Alicia.
Hi. Hi, Julie.
How are you? Hi.
Good. I talked to you from Yeah, I talked to you from Vermont in November. I did a session with you.
Yes.
And today I'm in Fraser, Colorado.
Oh, great.
So I was just curious to follow up with you. I was experiencing migraines, and you had recommended that I get in touch with, Christine Paoletti. And so I've done that and have started bioidentical hormone therapy. And
wonderful.
Yeah, and so it's been a bit of a rocky road to find that solution, and so I just am checking in to see kind of where my energy is at. I know you did a scan, and I was pretty low energy before, which I was concerned about, and would just like to kind of get an update on how energy is coming back to me. I had a really bad migraine.
How are you feeling?
Well, I got knocked down two more times since I talked to you in November. And that was a real struggle. So I am kind of just feeling the need to get boosted up again as I continue on.
All right. Did we see yeast with you when we scanned you?
Yes.
Alicia? Yeah.
Yes.
What are you doing on that front?
I am doing some homeopathic tincture. And it seems to... It was this amazing Quest 4 kind of software program that I did with my nutritionist, and it picked up on the yeast as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so the tincture is for that, so I'm doing that.
Okay, good. And what are you doing for your diet?
Diet is pretty simple. It's mostly protein, vegetables.
Okay. Yeah. Stay low on the food chain. Did you do the gut biome test?
I did. I haven't gotten results back. It takes a long time.
Yeah. That will be really interesting to see what comes back there too. So, okay. I'm going to get you on my radar. I was getting yeast. That's why I asked on the yeast. I was getting that it was the yeast too. Plus the bioidenticals. All right, so I'm connected to you in Colorado, shooting energy. So you still got the yeast that's going on. Your hormones look way better, way, 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 way better. That's going to give you more energy, and that's going to help a lot. Did you get the doctor to prescribe nystatin for you, or you're just doing the tincture with the yeast protocol?
No.
With your naturopath?
I didn't do the nystatin.
Okay. All right. You may want to do that just to help knock it out.
Okay.
And maybe your naturopath, I don't know if they can write a prescription for you or not, but nystatin is it just works great. It just gets your yeast under control fast.
Okay.
And so that's what I'm seeing. I'm clearing out the yeast again out of your system. And certainly we've been in the holidays, so we all eat stuff that we're not normally eating over the holidays. And so getting that cleared out. And I think you're on the right track. What I was mentioning with Larry from Miami Beach earlier, the olive leaf extract, that's another possibility. If you can't get the nystatin's a prescription, and it's an antifungal that's found in the ground, so it doesn't have any known side effects.
Okay.
And you may want to look at nystatin would be my first choice for you to explore, and then my second choice would be the olive leaf extract with that. So I've cleared out the yeast again. I think this is the yeast. Your hormones look good, so good job. I'm glad you talked to the doctor and got that going at least. You've gotten that discussion started. That's great.
Yeah, it's been a week. I started a week ago, so it'll take
good. Good. Are you feeling any difference? Yeah.
It's hard to say yet, but hopeful anyway.
Yeah, you look good. Good job. Okay. All right, well, keep us posted and let us know how you're doing. And I'm so glad to get to talk with you. Happy New Year.
Yeah, thank you. Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
All righty. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see who next. I believe it is Susie. Hi, Suze. Hi, Suze. Susie, where are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Somehow I muted when I went to say hi. I was saying thank you so much for taking my call. You hear me now?
I can. Hello,
okay.
Hello.
Sorry about that. Hi.
Thanks for sending the picture of your house all decorated for Christmas. I'm going to post it.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's hard to get a good picture of it, but it's really amazing all the work that my husband and son do and all the people that come by. So it's fun.
It reminded me of that movie with Danny DeVito in it where they can see the house decorated off of the satellite. That was his goal. Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah. I'm sure I did, yes. We love that.
Yeah,
we ended up winning
cute.
Best in the Hood for our city, so that was fun. I think I told you that. So it looks a lot nicer in real life. But, that was fun. And thanks again for predicting our great weather for the party, because that was so awesome to have that trust in you. And regardless of whether it was rain before or rain after, it was a great day and worked out beautifully. And I had a question regarding medication that for my lupus. In the past, I asked you if it's my best interest to take Imuran. And I think we thought it was, so I started it. And then I ended up having the high liver enzymes, and so I had to go off of it, which I was relieved because I really don't like to take medication, and I didn't want to be on it. But then the doctor said that I need to do something, and she wants me to take CellCept now because the specialist at UCSF said I had to double my steroids, the prednisone, until I get on a dose of something, or something stronger for the lupus. And my lupus doctor said that I can get cataracts if I stay on this higher dose of prednisone, and so she gave me the prescription for the CellCept, and I just haven't filled it yet because I really don't want to take it. I know I need to do something, and if she's telling me that, I have to stay on this higher dose of prednisone and potentially get cataracts, I'm wondering if you see it in my best interest to take this CellCept, and it could potentially cause liver enzyme trouble too, so I'm just curious what you see about that.
When I asked the question, Suze, is it in Susie's best interest to take CellCept at the prescription CellCept at this moment in time, I get a yes.
Okay.
So,
thank you very much.
Yeah, everybody, Susie's in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Yeah, I almost said that, but then I didn't want to interrupt you while you're thinking.
No, that's all right. And I get a yes, Susie, but do your homework. Google CellCept and then NNT, number needed to treat afterwards. You know about that.
Thank you. And for those
of you that aren't familiar with that, NNT stands for the number needed to treat, and that's how many people need to take a medicine in order for it to be effective for one person. So the higher the number, the less effective the medicine, and then look at all the side effects, Susie, and then make your decision there. But at this moment in time, I'm getting a yes. That doesn't mean long-term, that it may be just a calm-down thing.
Yes. Well, thank you so much,
that's
Julie.
What I'm getting.
Yeah. So appreciate that.
Okay. And
all right.
Okay. All righty. Thanks for calling.
Take care. Thanks
Take
so
care.
Much.
Take care. Bye-bye. All righty. Our next caller, I believe, is Miss Amy. Let me find Amy here. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Julie.
How are you, girl?
Good. You're doing such a great show again.
Thank you, you sweet thing.
You do. You
have to tell everybody where you're calling from.
San Diego, California.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. What's going on with you?
Hey, I'm doing a completion on doing massage therapy or not, and I'm really reconsidering not doing it and just doing it on a fly if somebody wants it without being, licensed and insured and all of that, and moving in more into being a medical medium and studying that or nutrition work.
Yeah.
What do my spirit guides have to say? Because I've had so much anxiety about surrendering 25 years of massage therapy, and I didn't renew it, but I can. I just get a penalty on a late fee. But there's this part of me saying, well, maybe, you did your 25 years, do it on a fly. You don't have to be insured or licensed. You should be, but I just don't have the energy to do it day in and day out. I simply can't. My knees and my wrist are just not in that form anymore because I hit them so hard. Not using that as an excuse. Mm-hmm. So
I think that's a thing, Amy, that most people don't think of with massage therapists, how hard it is on their body to do that job. I know it's really hard on people's bodies to be a massage therapist. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, I believe, and I got at the time that it was in your best interest to renew your license, and I'm still getting that. It's in your best interest to renew it, whether you do it full-time or not. Is it really expensive?
No, I'm just bad because I got hit with a $50 late fee. I'm like, oh, and I have to do it by Thursday night or I get hit with a $100 late fee.
Yeah, because I think the last time I talked to you, it was the day that you had to renew it. And you decided not to, but I was getting for you to renew it. I mean, I don't know if there's massage therapy police that come around and check to see if you have your license, if you're doing it in somebody's home, but I'm still getting it's in your best interest to get it renewed. If it's $10,000 and you're not going to do it, that's a different story. How much is it to get a massage therapy license?
To renew it, it's $200 and a $50 late fee.
Yeah, so, I think that's just easy. And if you're doing it, then you don't have to worry about it. But yeah, I'm getting for you to do it. Still getting there after 2 weeks.
Well, I'm not going to argue with my spirit guide. Who are you? You are pretty good.
So if you're thinking about doing the medical intuitive stuff, take my class. I got a couple spots left.
I know. I'm salivating. So yeah, I gotta rest my little mind and bite the bullet.
Yeah. It's so much fun, Amy. It will change your world. It will rock your world in an amazing way. And you will be so glad you did it. Anybody listening, if you're thinking about changing your life or enhancing your life, even if your life is great, it can always be enhanced. And I'm talking professional Amy, love life, finances, whatever you're doing. Those are all side benefits of being able to do this work. And you walk around, the thing that's been so remarkable, the people have told me who've taken the classes, they say, I walk around and I'm happy most of the time. And it's not for any particular reason. I'll stop myself and I'll say, gosh, I'm happy. This is great. I don't even know why I'm happy.
Well, you're one referral.
It just comes with it.
Your one referral, you gave me two people to call. I didn't get to speak to one, but the other referral was very highly suggested. But yeah, she is so glad she did your class. She's just very happy about it.
Good.
Yeah, and I could tell it was genuine, so that was wonderful. So thank you for that.
Well, and it's all walks of life doing it. It's some medical providers, physicians, it's some other medical providers like nurses and physical therapists and stuff like that. It's professors from all different areas. It's construction workers, housewives, teachers. It's all across the board. And I had a flight attendant who wanted to be an animal communicator. And it's whatever you're interested in, we cover it, and you're able to do all of it. So it's really fun. We have a ball.
Oh, great. Well, okay. Could you just zap my massage therapy and cement it in me or something? You know how you do a little zap? I don't know what you could do, but...
Yeah. Just go online tonight and just renew it, and then it's a moot point.
And then you won't have to with me.
Yeah.
You're so wonderful.
No, it's I'm getting a yes still, like I did a couple weeks ago.
That makes me feel so good. And, I love everybody joining in. It's just such a family to me. So I really want to thank everybody who calls in, and I love hearing all of you. So
that's
thank
right.
You.
I agree. And it's fun to hear where they're calling from, too, isn't it?
Yeah, I just love every call. I love every person. And you have no idea just by calling in and asking a question how much I just love to hear how you're working and, other people going through their challenges. So, just thank you, everybody.
Terrific. Well, thanks, Miss Amy. I appreciate it. Okay, so call us soon and let us know that you renewed your license.
Okay, I will. Thanks, Julie. Bye,
okay.
Everyone.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, funny. All right. So the funny thing about this, too, is people tell me all the time, I can be in a really crappy mood, and I just turn on your show, and I listen to it, and I feel better. And they tell me, I'm not even paying attention to what you're saying or what the callers are saying. I just know I feel better. And that's because my vibration level is cranked up so high to be able to scan people all over from wherever they're calling in. And that's why it feels good. So that's what's going on there. And if you're having a bad day, just turn on the podcast and you'll feel better. Chances are good you'll feel better. All right, everybody, that's it for this week. I hope you have a terrific week. Send your questions in, askjulieryan.com. Please leave an Amazon review on the books, order the books, leave a review on iTunes, and sign up for my blog, and also follow me on Instagram, and you'll have the opportunity to win a free hour with me. And I announce that every week. Or every month, excuse me, the first week of the month. So with that, take care, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye now.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to follow Julie on Twitter at Ask Julie Ryan and like her on Facebook at Ask Julie Ryan. For information on how you can ask Julie your question, please visit AskJulieRyan.com.